Imprints?
No, he was careful not to leave anything behind.
The police thought it was semen.
She escapes before he can rape her, so he masturbates instead?
No, you don't hang out to masturbate after your victim escapes. It's too risky. He sat here while he was filming her. He was getting off on her fear. He let her go because he already got what he needed.
He's a sadistic stalker who inflicts psychological violence to control his victims with fear.
His MO isn't to kill. It's to terrify.
Think he hangs on to the videos, gets off on them later?
Maybe. She took off her shoes, turns on the light, walks past the dark living room, into the bedroom. Clicks on the light. All is good. While she showers, our stalker tampers with her lights. She comes back into the bedroom, hits the switch, nothing. She tries the lamps, no bulbs, so she goes to grab a flashlight. Let there be light. She thought she was safe until she saw the bulbs and the batteries in the drawer.
And when she got home, all the lights worked, so he gave her a false sense of security.
Did his homework, too. House next door has a for sale sign, overgrown grass, it's vacant, no one can hear her screams.
How does she know her attacker? Is it a coworker, friend, ex?
What are you afraid of?
Sorry?
What's the one most thing you're afraid of, and who knows about it?
What's your point?
I'm just curious.
Keep it that way.
My point is, guarded people keep things to themselves. Very few people truly get to know them. Does Kristen strike you as secretive, or is her personality more forthcoming?
Most people are guarded about their fears and phobias and stop fishing. Yeah.
We have a location for Zach Thomas' cell phone.
It's in the vacant house next door to the victims.
He's waiting for her to come home. Back up his new room.